The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
Welcome to Talk is Jericho. It's the pod of thunder and rock and roll. And today, a bonus episode here on Talk is Jericho. This one was too good to pass up. I did a watch along of Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park with the Team Tiger Awesome guys, Mundy and Truly. Gage couldn't join us, but he wrote a letter explaining his absence, which you'll hear me read on the show. I went to TTA's house the night before my big match at Dominion in Japan, and we watched and talked about Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. But we didn't just talk about the movie while we watched it. We also talked about other dumb movies, wrestling, Vince McMahon, Scooby-Doo, some of the actors in Phantom of the Park, and other movies and TV shows they did, and of course a lot about Kiss and the music. Team Tiger Awesome do these watch alongs every month on Patreon, so subscribe to their Patreon site so you can watch along with them as well. And they do a lot of other cool weekly things on Patreon as well, so you get a lot more than just the watch alongs. And of course you can listen to the Team Tiger Awesome show every Sunday for free at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. So subscribe now and get your laugh on every week with one of my favorite podcasts, the Team Tiger Awesome Show. All right, here we go. It's the Team Tiger Awesome of Chris Jericho meets Kiss meets the Phantom of the Park, the watch along, starting now.
Is that too loud?
All right, so here we go. You tell me, Truly, if it's too loud.
No, you're good.
I want this to be able to be heard, though, right?
Okay.
Okay, so it's Talk is Jericho with Team Tiger Awesome minus one guy.
Clint's dying.
Yeah, he's dying. Yeah. So he's dead to us.
Yeah, yes. Well, we're asking all of all the Team Tiger Awesome fans to send Clint at Clint Gage, hashtag get well, bitch.
So what we decided to do is watch Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park and do a live commentary of it. This is the movie from 1978. They played this on TV, and the opening credits start with there's like a bunch of stuff going on at the fair, and then you get to see Peter Criss, Ace Frehley.
It's just like shots of them at an amusement park, but not really. It's like overlaid.
It's like they green screened the amusement park. And if you notice, all of the names are in alphabetical order, back when that sort of stuff mattered.
Oh, I'm sure that was a big fight. I'm sure that's what broke up the band.
Now it's Gene and Paul and whoever else is in the band. Back then it started with Peter Criss with a C, Ace Frehley with an F, Gene Simmons with an S. Truly, what do you think of that?
What are those two weird twins?
They're in the monster. Carmine Caridi is in this. Anthony Zerbe.
All these names sound made up. They all sound like sketch names.
Look, they're like...
Oh, now they're in a flying bumper car.
A green screen of Paul and Gene in a bumper car flying around the games area.
Now, Jericho, you were born and sentient when this movie came out,
there's
right?
A giant Gene behind the eagle.
Ooh, roadies.
Magic Mountain. Jericho, how old were you? You were a child when this movie came out.
Well, I was eight. I never saw this on TV. So Frank, our drummer from Fozzy, stayed up late to watch this movie on TV.
Yeah, because it was like a NBC made-for-television movie.
Right.
Oh, and Joseph Barbera.
Yeah, produced by Hanna-Barbera. Yeah.
And they were told that it was going to be a cross between Star Wars and Hard Day's Night.
No.
They were lied to.
That is not what they got.
Now, it starts off with a great opening scene of all the green screening. And I always hated it when the guys get the guitars and the drummer just has to hit his sticks together.
Yeah, the drummer, when they're walking, is never...
never good, as they're walking over the fountains. Now, I hope you enjoyed that appearance of Kiss, even though you guys can't see it. Because that's the last you see of Kiss in this piece of shit for the next 40 minutes.
Yeah, you'll be able to... There'll be some links that you'll be able to... It's online somewhere, Kiss Meets Phantom of the Park.
Yeah, you exactly. find
we
it.
We might point in the right direction when this episode comes out. Now, this is take place at Six Flags.
Be careful there. You might say something politically incorrect.
I said Six Flags.
Yeah.
Magic Mountain.
Looks like fun.
This
it's a nice
is just
day.
In Valencia, California. It's still there today.
Barely.
There's not as many Taz shirts as I would expect.
No, that was before Warner Brothers purchased it.
Oh, shit.
They're You're announcing right. that Kiss will be playing tonight at the park.
Turn it up, Nick.
Now, the funny Turn thing up. Is, Kiss in 1978 wouldn't be caught dead playing at an amusement park.
No, especially this one.
What the?
Giant green guy.
Now, you guys, you might think that this movie seems like it's out of sync because it's a bad end code. No, this is how it was.
So that was right.
I watched this movie in 1995 on a laser disc, and it was out of sync then.
I found this. We used to go to Fargo, North Dakota for vacation growing up in Winnipeg, and we went to the mall, and I found this on VHS. So I bought it, and I used to watch it with my friends at my house, like, let's watch Kiss Meets the Phantom, and then realize, like I said, that nothing happens for about 45 minutes. So you eventually just forward it to when Kiss actually shows up, and then it gets really good. Because if you notice, there's about three or four voices in this that are in every Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Yep.
Tons of voice actors.
This is just one big commercial for Six Flags.
This is like a primitive GoPro on the front of the Screaming Eagle here, showing our main characters, our protagonists, and they come out of the tunnel and they're making out.
Now they're in fifth base.
Fifth base?
The butt.
Yeah,
base?
There we go.
The butt,
okay. I wouldn't go that far, but...
Is also, this an ad for Six Flags?
This is a roller coaster scene for 2 minutes. By the way, when this movie came out, there was the VHS tracking was still there.
That's what I'm saying. So imagine you're a kid like Frank Fonseray, 10 years old, waiting for this to come out. And then this is what you get so far.
Now, Jericho...
The sound? Did you turn the sound down?
No.
It
just keeps going down.
Right.
Yeah, because I keep asking you to turn it up.
Yeah, and I keep doing it. We're at
Maybe
15.
It's the Phantom of the park doing this. Do you have to go to work now?
There's something going on here I don't understand.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he doesn't understand. Is it the marching band?
Is the it, crazy thing about this
is it
movie,
teen it's, love,
it's so bad. But movies had been made at this point; like people knew how to make movies. Yet this thing exists. And Jericho, we're bigger fans than truly here of Kiss. We're two diehards. But is this when Kiss
I know the
jumped
tongue
the shark?
Man, but I don't know the other three.
Is this for what?
Is this when Kiss jumped the shark?
Yes, it is where Kiss jumped the shark, and I'll tell you the reason why. Because this was after Kiss Alive 2. Then they did the four solo records, which was a big multitask and way too much ego for that.
Except for New York Roof.
Then they went right into this, and then this went into Dynasty. So this was kind of Kiss jumping the shark.
That guy looks like a fat cat.
Okay, there is only one actor in this movie that I recognize.
That
and
guy?
If you remember Tango and Cash, I'll point out later. But if you're a fan of Tango and Cash, you might get a little surprised.
I know you guys love Tango and Cash.
Who? You look like Cash right now. Jericho.
Oh, no.
What? That guy's a rude dude.
Look at the biker just upset the guys in the human pyramid there.
I love old-timey bikers because he looks like he stumbled out of San Francisco like a pub. He's like, I'm a toughie.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, truly, real quick, you know, because yes. Jericho's in front of us. How great is his top knot ponytail right
dude,
now?
Dude, it's magnificent.
It outclasses Eric Roberts from Best of the Best right now.
I wish there was a breeze in here.
My top knot?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, man. I wouldn't say it's really a top knot, though. It's more of a back half ponytail.
You look like a drug lord in Miami.
I'm going more for Jon Snow is what I'm going for.
That's not it. That's not.
Listen, says the guy who shaved his beard for the first time in 5 years. He looked like a giant baby Huey baby right now.
I don't feel comfortable with the way I look.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad about myself. I said a nice thing about you.
How did you say a nice thing about me? You said my hair looks like a drug lord from the 80s.
Who has a lot of money in a big boat?
I guess drug lords from the 80s are kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
They're all into like art and like putting cocaine into art.
Yeah.
Drawing art out of cocaine.
Yeah, like, no, yeah.
Speaking of which, I was supposed to have a podcast with Paul Stanley today, and he canceled because he was too busy painting his
Paul
art.
Stanley lives in my neighborhood.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, no, because I see him at grocery stores all the time, and we walk past each other, and I just stare at him. And then he stares
he has
back
a
at
full
me,
pool.
And I haven't kissed him yet.
Should what I? Do you mean? So Paul Stanley's just wandering around Sherman Oaks, just testing out the various grocery stores.
Yes.
Oh, here's a Ralph's.
Yeah, no.
Oh, well, here's a Whole Foods.
No, I think Paul Stanley's like, oh, I should probably get food. What's I'm a guy? Human being.
Yeah, but why around you? He doesn't live here.
Did that guy just get murdered?
I think the guy that was just went to fifth base on the roller coaster just went behind a hidden door and got murdered.
He was like feeling around for switches and then walked into a red room.
Truly, you'll have to tell us if this movie's better than Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Ooh, oh. I do like Beverly Hills Cop 3.
No, you don't.
It's not a good movie.
Ellis DeWald.
It's got a special place in my heart.
This is better. Not right now, but it does get better.
Paul Stanley lives around here. Like, it's a nice neighborhood.
He doesn't live in Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks is a great neighborhood.
He's not. He lives on the other side of town. She's waiting for her date to show up.
Oh, that's Postmates for Jericho.
Oh, well, hold on. I'll get it. Okay. Oh. Let's ask the guy if he's ever seen the movie.
I'm surprised they got right to the song.
The guy is entering.
This entire budget came from
Six Flags.
You
just bought that on your own?
Yeah, I got more food for it.
But how did you pay for it?
With holding money?
You just slip him a tip?
No,
like you're... Oh. Well, thanks, man.
Oh. Jericho just got meats delivered.
So she can't find Sam, who's her boyfriend. Is there some guy selling some bootleg T-shirts out here.
No way would Gene let that stand.
No
way. That
way.
Is like the Gene second thing I know about up. Gene. One, no. Big tongue. Two, will not let that stand.
Do we know Anthony Zerbe from anything else? Is he Zorba the Greek?
I don't know.
Thanks, dude. Who's the Anthony? Who is Zorba the Greek?
I have no idea.
Anthony something or other.
Of course, Jericho doesn't know who Robert Downey Jr. is, but he knows who every goddamn person is in Kiss Meets Phantom of the Park.
Would you expect anything different?
I just want to say, I had my glasses off, and I thought this was like pretty low resolution, and then I put my glasses on, and it did not help.
This looks better than what it did when it aired in Halloween 1978 on NBC. You forget that I've got people to ask. And what about
engineering and maintenance? That's your responsibility. Anthony Quinn is Zorba the Greek, guys. This is Anthony Zerbe.
God, that fat cat's got that, like, bureaucrat up against the wall.
Good call.
It's true.
God, I wish I argue
science of the bookkeeper?
Why haven't we remade this movie?
Horrible. Horrible fade out.
Ooh, are they going to fight?
Chopper.
Don't punch the monkey.
Don't punch the robotic puppet monkey.
Jericho's top knot so great he would be a bad guy in this movie. What are you doing, pig? Yeah, we just want to rock and roll.
Your face is so stupid. You'd be a big dumb baby wearing a hat with a propeller on it, eating a big lollipop, going,
I'm saying nice things about you, you son of a bitch.
No, that's passive aggressive nice things.
No, it's
things.
Not. Well, that's hardly the point.
Simon is a very delicate creature. It took me man.
That guy's been in a lot of stuff. Come
on. Perfection. Was he in a sitcom?
I think it's Pat Schneider from One Day at a Time. Hey, Mrs. R. Hey, Ms. Romano.
Wait, what's going on?
She gave him free.
Those aren't words.
That was how they talked back then.
Jericho, when did your Kiss fandom peak as a human?
Yesterday. No, you know me, dude. What do you mean? When did I start becoming a huge Kiss fan?
No, when were you like the top Kiss fan? Like when did it peak for you?
I don't know, man. It's pretty close now with all the Kiss podcasts and stuff that I listen to. But probably 92, 93. I don't know. Any time between
alive?
86 and 94. I was a huge Kiss fan.
All right, let me ask you a question. Are you a bigger fan of the Kiss's stuff without makeup than makeup?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
So, like...
Lick It Up, Heaven's on Fire, Tears Are Falling.
Let's Put the X in Sex.
Uh-huh.
Sex It Up.
Revenge, Unholy.
Sex, sex, good'em, sex.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, no, that's
that
Ponytail.
Guy on the right is in,
that's Ponytail from Tango and Cash.
I think both those guys are in Three's Company at one point, too.
I doubt this movie's Union.
He's in Union?
No, this is a Union movie.
They're making a scale?
They just grabbed people who were at Six Flags that day. They this had like a clipboard and they're like, want to be in a movie?
This woman's story arc is my boyfriend who just went to fifth base with me, went to work, and now I can't find him.
Right.
Oh, no. That is going too fast.
Wait a minute. This is... Okay. I get Hanna-Barbera advertising their park and Six Flags advertising it, but why would you make it so bad?
I don't know. There's been some like nice stock footage that looked fun. Oh, those guys have done some skullduggery.
Oh, they messed up the... They messed up the ride. You notice that the volume just went down again?
Yeah, this is... Yeah,
Kiss
turn it up,
Phantom
Nick.
Phantom of the volume.
All right, this is the preview on IMDb for this movie. Kiss, a rock band made up of superheroes, battles an evil inventor who has plans for destruction at a California amusement park.
This inventor doesn't seem very evil, though. He kind of seems like he's got raging anxiety issues.
Maybe a slight drinking problem.
Yeah.
He may have borderline personality disorder.
Poor Nancy, or whatever her name is, walking around looking
for
Sam.
A knife in his pocket.
You know what? You guys are right. This is like basically a 30-minute commercial for Six Flags.
Yeah.
But not a good one. Not one that is like...
I disagree. This looks like very much fun.
If this was 1978,
yeah.
Pre-video games and stuff, you'd want to go there.
There were some sweet shots of the roller coaster, man. It looked like a good time.
Especially if you didn't have a phone to mess around on Monday next year to watch the movie.
I'm looking up factoids about this movie.
It was a restricted
Please do
area.
Find some stuff. They're in a restricted area right now.
Yeah. So Ace Frehley and Peter Criss that were so miserable during this movie that it's what caused the breakup.
Oh.
And then they did the solo albums to make up for it.
Well, also too,
this movie killed Kiss.
We're kind of foreshadowing, but Peter.
Oh no! Save it! Save
Peter's,
it! Save
okay.
Save it! Save it!
Thanks, man.
So he's working on an
animatronic.
So he makes robots.
He makes
that
animatronic
arm looked
robots.
Real.
Yeah.
So is this like a prequel to Westworld?
It could be. This could be where the Westworld got the idea from.
He basically made the Chuck E. Cheese band, and then turned evil.
He's like, yes, the Rock of Fire explosion. I have made it perfect.
You know, I just realized something. Has Clint been playing the long con, and that's why he didn't show up, because he knew how bad this movie is?
Probably.
It gets better once Kiss shows up.
Yeah, but that's like
oh,
70
no, she's
minutes
getting in
now.
The red elevator. That's a one-way...
Oh, commercial break! What? Well, not real... Oh, God, I wish I had the real commercials.
Dude, I want a red elevator with a glass door. That's sick as... Okay. You asked about
Sam
Farrell.
Okay, Sam Farrell was a guy who got to fifth base on the roller coaster. He pulled a fear.
Got to fifth base and then promptly got kidnapped and turned into a robot. Yeah. You asked
about Sam Farrell. Don't give it away. We don't know.
You saw it already.
Oh.
Is that Aiden English? I wish you guys could see that.
If we remade I would totally cast Cesaro as that guy.
Why can't we redo this movie with, like, WWE? That we need $6,000.
Because WWE is involved? Vince would have
New Japan meets the Phantom of the Park.
This is New Japan.
Don't forget, Vince was the guy who, when we were doing the guest host, and Kiss wanted to do, he's like, Kiss, who cares about Kiss anymore? And then promptly hired John Lovitz in 2009.
I heard there's rumor tell that the last movie Vince McMahon saw in a movie theater was Something About Mary. That was 20 years ago.
No, I know he saw Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Because.
There's one for the dirty sheets.
Oh, yeah. The dirty sheets are back. Oh, God.
Oh, he's got singing robots.
He made an evil a cappella band.
Is this a Kiss song?
Yeah, that's on Kiss Meets Scooby-Doo.
Ice cream.
Where is my ascot?
You know he got to sixth base on that with that barbershop quartet.
Can you imagine? It's 1978. You're the biggest Kiss fan in the world. You've been waiting for months to see this. This is the piece of shit you got to watch.
I'd like to point we're 17 minutes in and we still have not seen Kiss.
I'm not joking. You don't see him again until 45 minutes in. So Vince, one time we had a Hell in a Cell match, and we were trying to think of a way to like get to the top of the cell, and Vince didn't want us to go from the outside to the top. And he's like, why don't you just use your webs, psh, like Spider-Man? I was like, why did he say it? Because he just saw Spider-Man. And do you remember the Jillian Hall with the mole?
Yeah.
That came because Vince had just seen Austin Powers. Molly, Molly, mole, oh, mole, Molly.
That was
so he said that someone needs a mole. So there you go.
Ooh, Chamber of Thrills.
Chamber.
But he doesn't. You've taken up all my time.
You've taken up all my time.
I wasted it showing you my barbershop three tet.
My dog has fleas.
You look like a girl who's gone to fifth base on a roller coaster.
I saw your boyfriend. He called it the Chamber of Thrills.
Heard you're a little bit of a goer. You go to fifth base on a roller coaster, do you? See?
I feel bad for this guy. Like, when his agent called, he was like, hey, man. Okay, we know you've been doing summer stock.
Well, let's see what he's been doing. Let me get a little bit of a rundown on Anthony Don't Call Me Quinn Zerbe. Let's see what he's got going on, okay?
Oh, he's got a whole secret backlash.
Oh, he turned it.
Wow. That dude's totally evil. His eyes have the look of a, I'll show them. I'll show them.
Should we give you some?
Oh, God, they had special effects that probably cost a lot of money that a lot of hard people worked. Well, that's the thing, though. Like, people worked hard on this movie.
All right, let me give you some love here, okay? All right. Anthony Jared Zerbe, born May 20th, 1936. Still alive.
All right.
Still with us, which I think makes him about 90 years, 82. Wolf American man. Stage, film, Emmy-winning television actor. His notable roles include The Omega Man.
Oh.
I Am Legend.
Okay.
Oh, that's the same thing. A Corrupt Gambler in Farewell, My Lovely, and Abner Devereaux in Kiss Me, Stefanski, The Park. But he was also the villain in License to Kill.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, Clint would really appreciate that, but he's
he was
dying.
Counselor Heyman in Matrix Reloaded and Matrix Revolution.
Wait, what?
What? Mm-hmm.
Counselor Hamon.
Who the hell is that?
I mean, I don't know.
You're a counselor?
And
that?
The latest appearance is in the 2013 American black comedy crime, American Hustle.
He was all right, this dude works.
It
okay.
Works, man. He was in Cool Hand Luke. They Call Me Mr. Tibbs. The Hound of
wow.
Baskervilles. He had a Parallax it's, View.
This is amazing because it was like, this is him
oh,
slumming.
He was the key guy. No, wait, no. I know he was. He was a guy who lived in the rave cave.
Yeah, it said he was a counselor, and with all those orgies going on, it's like, you gotta counsel those people.
So he's retired now. He's still alive.
He spends every day trying to scrub this movie from his IMDb page.
Doesn't work. So yeah, so we got a lot of cool stuff going on here. But it's not that cool. I'm just saying that to kill up some time.
All right, so you've interviewed all four KISS members, right?
I have not interviewed Peter Criss.
Oh,
but,
really?
But I have interviewed Eric Singer, so I do have the entire 2003 lineup under my thumb.
They're not baseball cards. So they're walking through a spooky horror animatronic thing right now.
Right.
It's like a wolfman, and that guy's got an axe. I don't know. An axe to grind.
There's an evil barbershop trio.
There's someone with blue hair. All right. I have two questions for you.
This is Marie Antoinette. There we go.
Okay. Oh, now these street toughs are worried that they've bit off a little
bit
more than
they could chew. Is that Phil Rudd from AC/DC? Sorry, go ahead.
Jericho, who is your favorite KISS interview, but who's actually the coolest guy to hang out with?
I'd say that Gene is a better interview because he's so outlandish.
Sure.
And he's such a great storyteller, but Paul's my hero. So Paul, I'd take Paul every time, although I think Gene might be a better guest. Sense.
No, well,
Paul's
I remember
a great guest too, but Gene just—he's just funnier. He's so ridiculous.
Well, didn't you do like a two-part episode with Paul Stanley where you just talked about hi-fi radio, hi-fi stereo for
me?
Yeah, you and like you and Paul.
No,
you just talked about like gear.
Never.
Yeah,
we started off like 30 seconds of gear. Did you turn it off that quickly?
No.
Gee, thanks. No, I did. I did.
I got to the part where you like awkwardly cut to the commercial.
So, Paul, let me tell you what I've been doing to keep in shape.
Hey, before these street gangs turn into a robot.
Guys, there's a spooky mummy on screen and nobody's commenting on it.
Sorry. I've had Paul on four times. Once, the original. Twice to discuss the 40th anniversary of Alive. Thrice was to discuss the 25th anniversary of Revenge.
And the fourth one was talk about Gear.
No, he's only on three times. Today was supposed to be the fourth, but he canceled to make his dumb
I grabbed him. He's gone.
Oh, you should have told him to come over here. He lives down the block.
Oh. Where did that guy go? He just went down some water slide.
How great.
Honestly, that's the most fun abduction I think I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. How great if, like, Paul came over here to eat Chinese food and watch this movie, and he's, like, talk about this movie really earnestly. He's like, yeah, man, I thought we were going to laugh.
No, he hates it. He says it was so bad. Like, if you would say, when it was your turn to talk, you'd say line. And if you could deliver that line without blowing it, it was a take.
Ugh. You know something!
You'll see, guys. Truly, you ain't seen nothing yet now.
Paul did the best job in the movie.
Yeah, well.
Besides Devereaux.
It's, dude, once they start getting into it, it's bad. Actually, Peter's is the best. It's not even his voice.
Well, shh.
Sorry, I'm not supposed to reveal
that. He doesn't
know.
Oh, I wouldn't know anyway, Nick.
Well, that's true.
You might recognize it from every Scooby-Doo episode that we've ever watched.
Is it like, zoinks, I'm Peter Criss?
It basically is. Hey, Scoob, I'm Peter Criss. I don't even, what did anybody ever sound like that? I love how it's like they're playing robots, but they're all live guys, and they're basically killing the bike gang.
Ooh, that's spooky skeleton.
This part of the movie is really showing, like, the, you know, duality of man.
Is that Peter Tork from the Monkees with the whip? And Sleepy Junie, what does it? Oh, giant spider.
That giant spider can leave. Thank you. Oh, she's scared. She's all alone now.
Did she just say, all right, you guys?
Come on, you guys. Is that Eddie from Power Slave?
Iron Maiden's Hanna-Barbera movie would be way better than this.
Absolutely.
It would be a lot more erotic, too.
Eddie meets Phantom of the Park.
Was that Frankenstein?
Has Iron Maiden made a movie?
No.
That's weird.
They should. Bruce could be like the fighter pilot that gives Indiana Jones the flight, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Let's make Iron Maiden's Dunkirk.
Do you know what that guy? You know what that guy's name was? Indiana Jones said, "Go, go, go!" At the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know what his name was? When he gets in, he goes, "Snakes." Why does that be snakes? You know what the pilot's name is?
No.
Jock.
That's right.
Yep. Of course, that's right. All right, so they're setting up the stage for the big Kiss show tonight.
A stage that's way too small for Kiss in 1978.
Well, in an amusement park, that's way too small for Kiss in 1980.
Also, what does the robot inventor need to be there for this?
He's got the weight of the world on his shoulders, man. He was just in Cool Hand Luke. Now he's in this dump. Look at that guy. That guy's name is Carmine, if I've ever seen one. I wonder what it, okay, I got to get some, okay, we got to get
definitely
some
definitely a strong opinions about garlic bread.
Okay. You know, both of these guys have been in the show Hammer.
I think they both are on the Love Boat as well at some point.
Oh, everyone was on the Love Boat.
Love inside.
Turn it up again, Nick.
God damn it.
It keeps like turning itself down.
It doesn't want to be heard.
This is like The Ring, except it just ruins your night.
What? Dubbing is so bad on this. It's like a bad... Okay. Hey, by the way, guys, Carmine Caridi, still alive. He was... Oh, shit. In 2004, Carmine became the first person to be expelled from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Services.
Oh, shit. Oh, he's that guy?
What the hell did he do?
Oh, he like gave someone his screeners.
Oh,
that's
kind of
sad.
What
did he do? He let someone borrow his screeners, and that guy uploaded them online.
Oh, and identified a copy of film, Something's Gotta Give, circulating illegal internet, is carrying markings, identifies coming videos sent to Caridi in his role as an Oscar voter. Similar unauthorized copies of The Last Samurai, Mystic River, Big Fish, was said to have been traced to Caridi. The FBI got involved. Wow. Later that month, they charged Caridi. He was sued. He was charged with bribery and piracy.
Jesus. I bet he didn't even know.
And as they were waiting, his partner died of a heart attack. So Creedy got expelled and his partner died. So Creedy got off. Well.
And he was in this.
He was in The Godfather Part 2, Car Wash, Prince of the City, Brewster's Millions. I saw that one. Summer Rental. I saw that with John Candy.
Oh, yeah. Guys.
The Money Pit.
I think we just missed a plot point, but truly, you've been paying attention. Did they say words to each other?
I can't understand what they're saying to each other.
You guys ever heard of a movie called Top Dog starring Chuck Norris?
Yes.
Well, he was in it. There you go.
All right. It's like they're kind of speaking English, but like if you were an alien, like...
It's like, yeah. Hey, but safety, but park.
Oh, no. What?
This was a poor...
Is there something wrong with the infrastructure on this roller coaster? This guy's walking like he just shat his pants.
Keep the poop in. Keep the poop in.
It's like half... It's like a little too straight of a walk. It's like, don't let it touch. Is he hallucinating?
Jeez.
Okay, so this guy is... So this is what I've gathered from the movie. He's a robot inventor who invented all the robots at Six Flags. But he's mad that the guys at Six Flags brought Kiss, and no one gives a shit about his robots, so he's evil.
Oh, so he's jealous.
Yes.
That makes sense. So he's going to outshine Kiss by making his robots murder
How far
and kill.
Are we into the movie now?
We are 28 minutes in.
We need some Kiss, desperately. That's why everyone's chanting, "We want Kiss." It's like the whole voice of a generation.
But there's only been one commercial break.
There's only been one appearance of Kiss.
Wow. Okay.
He hates teens.
Well, well, who doesn't?
Well, I have three of them, so I don't hate them.
Yeah, but if you were... But dude,
is he yelling at us?
I can't
audience?
Say something because Gage doesn't know yet.
But do they appreciate your robots?
Oh, here we go.
Baby, you're a fire. Do your kids appreciate your robots, or are they punk kids about it?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Right?
All right. I think Kiss might be here.
Or is this the pre-show?
Oh, fake lightning.
Yeah.
Kiss seems to be flying to the stage.
Look at that. Here they come.
Wait, did one just summon another?
Yeah.
Yes. Paul's coming from the sky. And it's... Eye shoots from the eye. Oh, but Paul's gonna walk down the laser beam of his own eye.
That doesn't even make sense. What
hasn't even happened?
What? Don't cross the streams.
Here comes Gene. I love how they're kind of faded out, blue and black. Oh, he breathes. Truly, give me some. Come on.
Oh man, this is.
They just lit a firecracker in front of the lens. The best part about this is those effects cost thousands and thousands of dollars and took a lot of man hours.
The best part of this is Kiss actually playing the concert.
Yeah, I'm surprised they licensed the music.
I mean, it's totally out of sync and it's not real, but they're actually playing in front of that crowd.
And it's already been established that that's not Six Flags. They didn't have a background 10 minutes ago.
So they're basically just overdubbing this from the Destroyer record. Which is fine, but they do have a live crowd that is very happy to see them.
This is a shout out loud. Where does this rank Jericho in your Chris in your Kissalog?
Did you just turn that down?
No,
it's
the
crazy.
Kiss. He's the fan of the remote control.
Where do you rate Shout It Out Loud?
Never one of my favorites.
Really,
but when you hear it live, it's like a baseball game. I never want to watch it on TV, but if I'm there live, I enjoy it.
Yeah,
that's what I would say. Shout out loud.
My favorite Kiss song is "Love Gun."
I don't. They might play "Love Gun" on this. They play a bonus version of "Hotter Than Hell." On this.
Oh no! Where they're save it. You're giving away all the plot points.
Well, I'm foreshadowing. Give me some volume.
What's your favorite B-side song?
Like
for Kiss,
deep album
that
track.
Baby's into
yeah.
It.
Well, you have to give me an era of this era.
Yeah.
Hooligan, Mr. Speed, Making Love. I mean, Making Love was on Live 2, so that might not even count. Strange Ways.
I like Great Expectations.
Man, I never liked that one.
It's so bad.
It didn't live
up. That dude is hairier than I am.
It didn't live up to them, Nick. What'd you think of Great Expectations? Nah, it didn't live up to
them. You've got great expectations.
have a party.
Well, guys, this is what hubris looks like.
I don't even know what that means. Can I just say that? What's the name of this Chinese place?
Green Apple in Sherman Oaks.
Well, shout out to Green Apple Sherman Oaks, but the first batch of the beef was much better than the second.
Oh.
I should have left well enough alone.
Yeah, Jericho got two piles of sizzling beef.
And then the first one was sizzling, the second one was kind of rotten cat food something.
You know who else loves Sherman Oaks?
Paul Stanley.
And John Lovitz.
Turn it up. And there's angry amongst them because John got the Raw gig and Paul didn't.
Gene Simmons and Vince McMahon out-egoing each other would be fun to watch, though.
That was something. You know the Kiss Demon that was in WCW?
Yeah.
It was originally pitched to Vince. Vince said no.
Wait, so Kiss pitched the Demon or not the other way?
Gene pitched the Demon to Vince.
Gene specifically.
Vince said no. Gene took it to Bischoff. Bischoff said yes. And the original plan was there to be four male wrestlers, Catman, Demon, Starchild, and Spaceman. And four female versions of the same wrestlers.
See, you idiot, you left for WWF.
I could have been.
You could have been Peter Chris.
I could have been the Catman.
You could have done all cat-related moves.
Catheart.
Yeah, you wouldn't even have to talk. They would have dubbed your voice.
Forget about Lionheart. I'm Catheart.
You wrestle on old.
Oh. You notice all the
I
thought this was about a spooky ghost, but this is literally Westworld with Kiss.
Well, it's murdering people now, yeah, and turning them into robots.
So truly, how do you feel about it? So you think this is a precursor to Westworld?
I am very excited now.
Look at the same crowd shot that we just saw. This is why the movie's worth watching if you're a Kiss fan. Is the live stuff is great, and then when they start acting, it just goes straight to the next level.
Yeah, it's totally worth watching the band you watch all the time, but surrounded by a shitty movie.
Did they actually perform for that crowd? Do we know? Because it definitely seems like
I think this is from another concert.
Oh, okay.
Because I just saw a sign that says Toledo loves you. Do you remember when Kiss Stock Unplugged footage played? They played this movie on MTV right after that, too. That was another Halloween. Ooh. I didn't go out, and I just stayed home to watch more Kiss-related stuff.
Why is his drum set flying away?
Oh, you got to go to a Kiss show. Jericho, can we take him to a Kiss show one day?
Absolutely.
Are they still good?
Because
I just saw Pink at the Forum, and I'm not a huge Pink fan, but that is one of the best shows I have ever seen.
Well, Kiss was the fan of the remote control. It just went quiet again.
How many Kiss shows have you been to now? Pre-becoming their friend.
I think I've been to 14.
I've only been to 6.
Yeah, that's definitely from a different concert.
So my first Kiss concert was the reunion show in 1996. I spent all summer mowing lawns to get the $200 tickets. And what I wanted to do was I wanted to do the makeup, but I couldn't find face makeup in Houston, Texas. So me and my buddies, we used poster paint.
Oh.
And it burned. It burned so much, but it was worth it.
This is why we need to reach out to people, because that guy is just like a lonely robot inventor, and he's just sitting there getting angrier and angrier. And it's just like, reach out, make a friend.
Okay, like we're to believe in 1978, Kiss is still hanging out seconds after the show. They would all be in separate trailers.
Yeah, I love that they just walk off stage and just, like, start waving at people.
Oh, God, Paul's about to do something.
Oh, yeah. Photographs. Nikon.
That's an unflattering photo of Ace.
So you know what they're doing is they're taking pictures because they want to make evil robots.
Yes, because you can't get images of Kiss anywhere else in 1978.
I love how there's 15 people just freaking out, and that's about it.
Well, everybody else wanted to beat the traffic.
So Gene's like, yeah, but we can sleep with them afterwards, right? Yeah. No, Gene, they're in a union. Yeah, but
Sam,
we can sleep
with
them.
Oh, look at Sam just walks by. Star Child.
Oh, shit.
What is...
You're looking for someone, but it's not Kiss. Look how hot Paul Stanley is there.
Yeah, very sexy.
Here's the line. You're looking for someone, but it's not Kiss.
You're giving away all the good moments.
No, I'm telling you, I'm a fan. Listen to his horrible, huge Bronx accent. Gene can read minds.
What are their powers? Because it says they're superheroes, right?
Need not thank us, woman who got to fifth base.
Yes. He was here. My fiance Sam, he was taking pictures of
him. So Gene can growl and breathe fire. Paul can.
So he's Godzilla.
Sam's still in the park. He was here.
This is ridiculous. That's not helpful.
This is the worst walk acting ever.
It's like, walk off stage and try to be natural, guys. It's like,
Oh, now Devereaux is just circling mouse. Hashtag wet mouth.
I'm confused. He's been stealing teens from the park, but yes. Now he can just do this based off of pictures.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Where is he getting, like, the flesh and material?
What's his science?
To make these? His science is circling things, apparently, with a pen.
You're looking for someone, but it's not Kiss.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of you spoiling everything. You're like the guy at Empire who's like, yeah, no, check this out. It's like, Darth Vader? Yeah, it's Luke's dad.
The cops are confused. Is that, what's the guy, that's the guy from Tango Cash? Cash?
Weird.
To be fair, that was the best line in the whole movie.
Sounds good. You're looking for someone, but it's not Kiss.
I gotta say, that weird was pretty grounded. Just like, yeah, it's kind of weird, but also, yeah, it's above my pay grade.
Also, they're just shooting him. He's not an actor in the movie.
Odd. Hold up. Strange. Somebody's fingers in front of a light. Whoa. It's a Kool-Aid man.
Oh, like
Gene is breaking the walls down.
Oh, like Gene's gonna play second banana to Kool-Aid Man.
Listen to awesome.
There's
like,
a door right there.
Listen to great "Mama Told Me to Come" music in the back.
Oh no, it's like 70s porn funk.
Hey, listen, man. Come in and know. Mama told me not to come.
Jericho, like seriously, I'm pissed. You could have been in the Kiss WCW band. Like I know,
I wouldn't be sitting here with you right now. I'd be hanging out with Dale Torborg, cleaning the stables in Florida, and you would not be talking to me. There'd be no Team Tiger Awesome podcast.
No, you would still have a podcast. It just might not be as good.
Chris cleans the stables.
A lot of
people. I remember when I was Peter, Chris, and WCW.
You'd be on Vince Russo's network.
A lot of people do podcasts for 10 or 12 people.
Oh, look at this.
Did he get taller?
Or is I think so. He's beating up the African-American cop pretty bad. I love the slow motion throw where nothing really happens. Yeah, this super close up.
I kind of like this music better than Kiss's right now at this point.
Uh-oh, Gene beats up the fake Coke stand.
That had to at least have been fun. Right? I mean, you're having a bad time, but one day you show up.
Was that a commercial break?
Oh, my favorite. The best scene in the whole movie is coming up.
Carmine Caridi. If only he knew his fate of being disbarred by the Screen Actors Guild.
Look, I'm surprised. I don't think this movie's union. I'm surprised he didn't get kicked out for scabbing. So, Jericho, what's it like recording your least viewed episode ever?
Well, this is now your show, by the way. You know what you have to do? You have to do a big edit because this middle part is just not good. Get to the Kiss stuff and you're all set.
Oh, Nick, what's a pool with water look like?
Oh, shut up, you dicks.
I'm just sitting.
That's the comic book actor's voice.
Yeah, Peter Criss's voice
is a cartoon actor.
Yeah, he did such a bad job they had to dub him with a guy.
He's too f***ed up.
They're blaming Kiss?
Yeah, because like Gene tore up the thing.
Oh right, I guess that.
Are you
does
not
crack.
Following the plot to this
no,
movie,
man? I'm just expecting to get to the part where the robots become self-aware.
Okay, look, man. Devereaux is depressed because his wife died, and he's mad that the four Jewish guys from New York are taking over his amusement park with music and not paying attention to his robots, so he's going to turn everyone into robots, and he already started.
So why did he just give this lady a mixtape?
Because because his wife died, I'm assuming, doesn't mean he doesn't want to get to fifth base.
Oh. That's why he's making all them sexy robots.
Try to follow any line of dialogue here.
Okay.
Remember, you would say line, and if you could deliver your line without screwing up, that was a take. This isn't funny. The best is, so it's a sunny California day. Kiss is lounging out by the pool wearing long, thick asbestos robes.
I'm getting weird tans.
You know, what? So everybody gets a line. Hello, how are you? Hi, Curly. Leave us alone. They're sitting in lifeguard chairs, too, just for those that know. Stole my Oscar.
Stole my SAG screeners.
All signs point to you, Kiss.
I was just trying to watch Big Fish and nominate for the Screen Actors Guild Award.
Easy, cat man. They are serious.
This is ridiculous. Okay.
Now here's where Paul. See what Paul can do is he can hear with his magic eye. He goes, the investigation.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
They're sweating. He's just plain sweating. The investigation is a stroke.
Jericho's giving away all the goddamn.
Oh, stop it. Paul, use your magic eye.
They didn't think this through. They just used eye powers to make. God damn it.
A stroke.
How many times have you watched this movie?
15. The sweat, he's sweating that we're going to pull out. He's just plain sweating.
It didn't make it to the matinee.
There he goes.
Gene never pulls out.
If we stage this in a small 99-seat black box theater, would you come and play?
Oh, in a second. Everybody throwing pieces of toast at everyone. Show up in their robes with the hood on. This point,
why are we not doing this on the cruise?
I don't know.
Why?
I thought you guys were. I thought you guys did some kind of a thing for the cruise. Then Impact got involved and they're all fighting. Maybe you guys can come in and face Ring of Honor. I don't know. Team Tiger Awesome.
They
versus
just handed
Ring of
the guy a towel.
He's sweating the possibility that we might pull out. He's just plain sweating.
Now he's got a stroke. Eck.
The investigation is a stroke.
See,
Ace really fell asleep after this.
Has Gene said anything yet?
He had a couple of things where he has his voice.
Need not thank me.
I think he said on dan din dan solo.
Was she shilling for
Dukakis? What does her name tag say? Park guest or something?
Gene Simmons' is guest.
Now here they all have their own little chakras, their medallions.
I read
did
it.
Did they just invite her over to
I
see
heard
them?
About it in Talisman Weekly, but I didn't think it was true.
Really? Hey, Mitch. What's that humming?
Wait, was everyone in on Quaaludes in 1978?
It's such a cartoon character. I love the fact that Peter Criss was so messed up he couldn't even say, we're just ordinary human beings. No power. We're just ordinary
human beings. Well, I mean, and they auto-tune genes.
Oh, she has a security pass. It's actually a button. The security button is what it was going to say.
Oh, no, but Devereaux bugged it.
Yeah.
How did we miss that plot point? But they do.
They just haven't realized. Now he's going to stretch and look on the breadth of his works and what he has done. Did his wife really die?
I don't know. I'm assuming. Okay. I'm trying to make the movie better for myself so it's more palatable.
Because it kind of seems like he could make himself a wife.
Okay, there's
of, like,
Robot
Gene
doing some type of salute. We'll let you figure it out which type of salute that was. Devereaux is certainly an Aryan type of fellow, so we'll just leave it at that. Okay,
so now he's got them building each other?
That's perverse.
Wow, they're like mechanical cannibals. Ooh, I think that was a Marilyn Manson record, wasn't it? Mechanical Cannibals?
I don't know, man. It's not 1998.
Nice. Here's the second show before the matinee.
The matinee is the big show, Daddy.
I think that was the same crowd shot from before. But here's Kiss in 1978 in their glory. The cherry pickers coming down, the light up steps, the bombs. All right!
It takes a while for Kiss to show up, but then there is actually a lot of Kiss.
Yeah, once they show up, right. Kiss me's the fan with the remote control, though.
Yeah, but does Kiss actually make this movie worse?
You know, that's why you watch it.
No, but I know, but like, Devereaux is such a better actor. I just want to get to know more about him.
Then we do the spinoff, Devereaux, part two, Electric Boogaloo.
You know, a couple years ago, like maybe about 8 years ago.
I want to know more about Devereaux. Let's do a solo Devereaux, a Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park story.
Do you remember I tried to make us pitch something like this? I think we did. Like,
Devereaux?
No, like a bad Hanna-Barbera. Like we try to.
Well, you got one right here.
Just try to pitch like a. Our own
just
version.
Pitch this and call it like Monday Meets the Phantom of the Park. No,
I think it was called Ratitude.
That's a terrible name.
Right.
It was like, it was basically just this plot and to see if we could dare someone into doing it.
Sweet we business. Could not.
We could. This is live, by the way.
So Hollywood out.
For Kiss collectors, this is a live performance that you can only see here. So it's not overdone.
That's not true.
Yes, sir, listen. It's live.
Yeah, Kiss collectors who are buying Kiss condoms and Kiss coffins right this minute.
No, I'm saying if you're looking for a reason to watch this movie, there's a live performance of I Stole Your Life. That's actually live, not overdubbed lip syncing. You can hear the bad mix and everything. Yay!
So truly, why didn't you get in a Kiss when you were a kid?
For this reason.
Man, I don't know. I just don't think I was exposed to it.
Let's be honest. When we did our High School Confidential episode, truly didn't remember anything about high school.
I don't.
So you might have been a huge Kiss fan. For all you know.
And then Devereaux wiped his memory.
Devereaux.
Show me your talismans, Kiss.
I've heard about them, but I never knew they were real.
Does Fozzy ever do any Kiss covers?
Cold Gin.
Oh.
At our VIP meet and greets available at FozzyRock.com. We'll play songs for you that you're not going to see anywhere else, including Cold Gin. And me and Rich did a cover of King of the Nighttime World with Brent Fitz and Mike Inez once.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
For a Bob Kulick record.
I don't want to tell you what to do, but a concept album about Fozzy watching Kiss Meets Phantom of the Park.
Could be cool.
Seems very meta.
Called Devereaux. Devereaux's a killer album title.
Devereaux is a great name. That'd be like Pinkerton from frickin' Weezer. Devereaux. I'm surprised Rivers Cuomo didn't do that. Did you hear they just did a cover of Africa?
Yeah,
Weezer,
quite good.
It's good. Yeah, I said that's going to be a hit for them.
Yeah.
I should have thought of
that. Oh, shit. When you show up to New Japan this Friday, you just got to call yourself Devereaux and no one else is going to know what
it is. I have a different look. Right, I'm ready. I'm wearing some makeup and shit.
Sweet.
Oh.
I'm doing it.
Are you wearing pants or panties?
Pants.
Sweet. Because at the Greatest Royal Rumble, they were getting little the panties were looking good.
They're the same size as they were at WrestleMania the year before, you pervert.
No, well, I'm just saying, it's weird seeing your butthole every time, like, you're wrestling.
Oh, yeah. It's weird seeing your chin without a beard, you fucker.
No, no shit. I'm saying nice things about you.
Those are not, those are passive-aggressive compliments.
They are not. You they have are a nice so. Butthole.
They're passive
I've seen it.
You're doing the old, I'm insulting you, but hey, man, you're pulling a
no,
Scott Hall.
No, you're just being
you
mean.
Are, you're Scott Halling me. You're Scott Halling me.
Oh, come on. That's mean.
No, because when I stand up to you, like, I didn't say anything, bro. Then don't say it.
Okay, we all listen
to
it.
Oh, Sam is mad.
I hate books. Books, get off these shelves.
Books, learning.
I think it's a different actor.
Shelves are for knickknacks.
That'll be your next Mashable Facebook. Interesting knickknacks with Michael Truly. Narrated by Chris Jericho, of course.
Here's a nice knickknack.
This is awesome.
Let's take this opportunity for all you guys that haven't seen Alternative Maps on Facebook. Go watch it now.
Oh, yeah.
Produced by Michael Truly, narrated by me. Great show. Lots of fun. Here's Kiss playing their hit Beth on acoustic guitar, which is also a different remix. If you're a super Kiss fan, this is the only place we'll be able to hear this version of the song.
Matt, oh,
did you know that, Mundy?
I did.
You did or didn't?
I did.
I don't think you did.
I did.
I don't think you're as much of a Kiss fan as you proclaim to be.
I'm a huge Kiss fan.
I don't know. Compared now, is that to the a real Kiss fan, voice,
did you dress up as Kiss for a school dance?
Which member? Yeah, exactly.
I was Gene.
I got Paul Stanley and Vinnie Vincent, so take that.
You got Vinnie?
Oh, yeah.
What, have you met Vinnie Vincent yet?
No.
Has anyone really?
Well, he's back now.
Is he doing stuff now?
Yeah, he returned. He's a transvestite now.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. I'm not joking, by the way.
How many members of Kiss are there?
Totally?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's lay next thing. No, hold on. Let's start from the start. Peter Criss, Paul Stanley, Ace Frehley, Gene Simmons.
That's like the
four. Okay, that's four, right? Then you get, officially, Eric Carr, which is five. Then Vinnie Vincent. Then Bruce Kulick. Then Eric Singer. Then Tommy Thayer. So technically nine. And only one of them never had makeup. Name him.
Bruce Kulick.
Exactly.
Oh, that was pretty good.
And then the countless amount of studio musicians who did
Rick Derringer, Anton Figg, Bob Kulick, Dennis Latreux.
Rick Derringer did some Kiss stuff?
Yeah.
He was mostly...
He did the solo for a song called Exciter, just so you know. Poor, do we know her name is? Haley Ray? Haley Ray still can't find Sam. Poor thing.
She's still wearing her, like, campaign button? I hate palm trees. Must smash.
Spruce for me.
Oh, he's looking for something.
Oh, by the way, Jericho cares about me as a human being, truly.
Does he?
Yeah. No, we were... Sure? I've proof on text.
Okay.
I was like, hey, man, I got to tell you something. And he was like, hey, are you okay? Because I care about you. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It's about something.
He found their talisman. Shut the f*** up. This is important.
He was looking for something? That's not how you look for something. You don't knock shit over to find something.
Especially something that was in a glass case.
Yeah.
My knick-knack collection.
It's just a box of pills.
God, it turned itself down again. It's the still beating heart of a groupie.
Did Kiss ever...
Oh, he hit a clam. Touching the talisman leads you to hit clams, man. But they don't know why.
Now they can't play their
Can
music.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lord knows we need someone this. So Paul invited me to go to Rock and Brews opening in Oviedo, Florida, which is in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and Brews is Paul and Gene's like restaurant. Like a Hard Rock Cafe. So we go there. I took my friend Spiwi, the illustrious Spiwi. And so we're hanging out with Paul and, like, you know, we're hanging out with Gene. And somebody gives Paul a guitar. And says, hey, do you want to take a picture with my guitar? Like some shitty guitar somewhere. So Paul starts playing it. It's like totally out of tune. So he tunes it and it's still out of tune. But he starts playing Wild Thing. Of all things. Now, Wild Thing. Paul Stanley, the king of the riff, takes a shitty out-of-tune guitar and plays a shitty out-of-tune version of Wild Thing. I don't know why.
Well, did someone take his talismans?
I think so.
So wait,
why are they all clustering around this woman?
These guys are superpowered superheroes, and they just watch a robot guy take this.
We don't know what's going on. There's a lot of controversy going on here.
Can't he like hear with his eye?
So cocculous, man.
I don't like how they're between her, how she's between him.
Hey, something's wrong.
You just watched a stranger walk out of your house, Peter.
That's right.
Ah, my knickknacks. My books.
Hey, something's wrong.
Commercial break.
Finally. Oh, well, get back to Devereaux.
I like how Paul and Gene and Ace still have the robes, but Peter does not.
I'm possibly not doing that crap.
Possibly foreshadowing his exit. What? Oh, very much. It's like,
oh, that make a.
There are no right hands.
This is still better than Batman v Superman.
Yeah, and what you guys don't know is that the Scooby Doo guy did the Peter Criss's voice, mm-hmm. and Charlie Brown's mom did Gene Simmons' voice.
They always have been, thanks to the force field.
Oh, the force field.
What are we waiting for? What Melissa said about that Avenger cat. Is it safe here?
They always have been, thanks to the force field.
I am not.
Are they talking to each?
Uh-oh. Or robotage, right? Shit. This is one of the,
Oh, shit, it's a barbed wire fence.
Evil usses.
Ah, okay, so this is where Ace Frehley's stunt double is an African-American man.
That's right.
Okay, now we're in. Now what? Find that cat.
But I'm a cat.
I admire movie making from this era. It was just like, hey, can we do this good? No? Let's do it anyway. Do they destroy the roller coaster?
Right. I hope so.
Ooh, this is getting pretty tense.
It's getting very tense.
This is like a quiet place.
Truly, you've watched a lot of bullshit, shitty movies, right?
Yes, a bunch.
Where do you put this?
I gotta be honest.
What
the fuck are those?
Demon robots.
Those are robots? Their mouths were covered in blood.
Yeah, they probably ate the puck kids.
Here's the music, though. Now that's some shit, man. At this. Here's where the Star Wars meets Hardboiled Night comes in. It's been a hardboiled night. Look at this. What are they? Werewolf robots?
This is Robot Kiss, right?
This is real Kiss. I'm going to now point out a few things to you that are only known by True Blue Kiss Me Some Phantom Park
fans. I'd like
fans.
To state real quick that they're walking like they're robots.
Yes, you okay. And they're acting like the robots. Yeah. Now, wait until you see all these werewolf cyborgs. When they jump down, it switches to the Kiss stuntmen. And that's when you see Paul Stanley go from a well-muscled Jewish guy to a ripped up, jacked up African American. And I'm not joking. You'll see. Follow along.
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
This might be the best part of the movie.
Gentlemen. Except for that pool scene.
They're walking like robots.
Like, honestly, the werewolf cyborgs are more fluid in terms of motion.
Uh-oh. I love how Devereaux's controlling all of them.
He enters computer code. See?
Oh, look at this. Now watch. Now, Ace Frehley has never bent over to tie his shoes. Never mind that. Oh! And the guys even make noise. They go, wow!
Now, Paul did his own stunts.
No, Paul's African-American double did his own stunts. No, none of them did. Oh!
Yep.
Not Ace. It's an Oriental Ace.
Oh, he's fast.
Wait till you see the Paul Stanley. It's the best.
That's not effective.
That Peter Chris way too muscled.
What's with the three on his outfit?
Look at that.
No shit. Well, you know what? Don't say
that's
no shit
Paul
because
Stanley.
It
was
but wait, just wait.
Peter Chris takes it to the street.
This is some really funky music for this fight scene.
Oh, that's real Ace.
Ace can handle that one.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Kissy face.
He just beheaded that robot werewolf. He goes, they all lose the heads over you, Paul. You missed that one. They all lose the heads over you, Paul. Ace could barely spit that out in his drunken stupor.
That guy really died. That stunt.
They all lose the heads over you, Paul.
Where is this camera located?
He's watching the movie, too. Oh. He's watching Kiss Meets Family in the Park on Halloween 1978.
Well, you haven't even met him.
How does he know Devereaux's name?
The hell's hot. I stab at thee.
Dude, I'm going to be totally honest. I really want this, like, spinny desk. With all these, like, little buttons and levers.
I can't do my work looking at my creation.
Just, like, in weird polygons that are not suitable to, like, sit at.
All right, would you put this better than Toxic Avenger? Would you put this
yes.
better than Superman 4?
It really depends, because they're all sort of different. It's definitely not a boring movie, because you get some of those bad movies.
It was boring at a certain point, but not so much anymore.
Yeah.
It's a, you know what it is? It's a time machine. It's a time
if you wanted to experience Jimmy Carter's America, this is it.
If you wanted to experience Jeff Skunk Baxter of Steely Dan's America, this might be it.
I love that the most they've ever shown talk in one shot has been two.
It's one line per person.
Yeah.
By the way, truly, don't try to make this episode too good. Otherwise, Jericho's going to put it on his show.
Stop being so entertaining. I'll just edit it down to 35 minutes and make it call it a day. It's longer than my Rob Zombie interview and my Rudolph Schenker interview.
Ah.
Ah, stadium stairs.
Now, do they have weaknesses to certain colors of light?
Oh, that was I thought they were going to go three lines.
Did you hear what they said?
No.
We have appeared to make a wrong turn. And Paul goes, there doesn't appear to be any right ones.
It's like a stoplight shining on them.
You got to talk to Paul about this movie.
Oh, he will tell you what he thinks. They'll just go, it sucked. It was terrible.
Yeah, but there's got to be more to it.
Oh, no. Now we have stereotypical Asian martial artists.
Well, the martial arts are Asian.
Karate Kid. Yeah, I wish I didn't say that either.
That was what my silence was about.
It was or it was.
This guy's a good kicker.
And that God! Oh, God! That was the best
now
part.
Now watch the Paul, the African-American Paul. Now you're going to see it.
That's not Gene. That's Dale Torborg.
Look at the guy's back. He's got the biggest bodybuilder back ever. Paul Stanley's back has gone like this giant. Not Ace.
They don't use their powers enough. A lot of, like, leaping.
You know how hard it is to charge?
That might be their power is leaping.
Do you know how hard it is to charge a cosmic talisman?
Or do you have to charge it up?
I love the lightsaber swords, by the way.
They only could afford 2 seconds of the effect.
The voiceover actor costs too much. I love the flipping Ace guy.
Did you see how far above their heads they were swinging the sword?
Apparently Gene has abs of steel because they've been punching his stomach constantly.
Gene hasn't moved.
Look at giant Paul. His back is huge. Look at his traps.
I don't think Gene's moved. I think they just wheel him in on a dolly.
This is exactly like Westworld.
We're out of here.
I like the collection of the sumo guys and the... Devereaux is not happy.
How are robots aware of, like...
When do you think Devereaux realized, like, holy f***, man. Like, I wasn't...
What did I get myself
into? I was
in
Cool Hand Luke. Now, look at me. Look at Sam. Right there. A bunch of mannequin pieces.
This feels like a favor. Like, he did this for a favor. Or
yes.
Like, his kids loved Kiss.
Or his kid needed a kidney.
There's so many parts
around.
This is
a precursor to Westworld.
Yeah.
Westworld is just ripped off Kiss Meets Fan in the Park.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins is going to show up at any point and deliver some long diatribe about, like, life and what it means.
You know something about the violent ends, truly? They end violently.
Oh, yeah. So, I was watching some Westworld on Netflix today. Oh, yeah. Remind me of Kiss Meets the Phantom. Ooh, yeah.
Did you vote? Well, did you?
Listen, we know you got a lot of water coming. Don't think we don't know that.
Did I tell you about that? Yeah. There's a huge flood in Manitoba.
Oh, God.
And Kiss came to town, and Paul's like,
hey, listen, we heard you got a lot of water coming. Don't think we don't know that. Well, we just put out a new T-shirt. All the proceeds go to you. Go buy them now at the merch stand. Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't love water. Know what I really like? Cold gin.
Wow, Sam, if Sam touches the artifacts...
And comes?
Then that's called six base.
Six base. Coming on talismans.
Well, look, whenever somebody touches your talisman, you come.
My friend Russ used to say you could use any word, and it's a cock. Like, oh, uh-huh. You just hit me in the microphone, or you hit me in the throw pillow, or you hit me in the talisman. Makes sense.
Oh, God.
Damn. Oh, no, he's sucking the energy out. Oh, shit.
Oh, they turned blue.
It's just like Back to the Future. The photograph just started going in reverse.
Hey, Manitoba, we hear your land is about to get destroyed. Well, you know what's the opposite of water? Fire! Firehouse!
Oh, yeah. I was walking to the carousel before.
Kiss is now sitting in the carousel pontificating.
Carousel's closed, guys.
Yes, guys, there's still... Listen, there's still 24 minutes left. Don't try and...
Oh.
Well, you know who set the you know who rides on roller carousels is DDP.
You know what's weird is this also like weirdly smacks of the Warriors to me.
It's like Warriors meets Westworld.
Meets Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo is better than this.
Well, yes.
Did any other bands besides the Beatles and Kiss?
No, and that's the thing about it, which is awesome.
Sorry, Bruce. The Kiss movie didn't do good.
Why does he have earplugs in? White, if you
ask me. Yep. They're Beats. Well, why did you say so? She wants a rocket ride. Guys, you're superpowered superheroes. You can beat the shit out of Sam. He's a robot now.
Is Sam still flesh at this point? Or has he had, like, all his parts replaced?
Let's go! Chamber!
Oh, God! Did you see him run?
Does he have a dinosaur in the back of... Wow, Gene was having trouble getting across that rope bridge.
Yeah, Gene.
Uh-oh.
We could do a WWE movie so easily.
Easily. If only WWE would allow us to.
Only first passes and one take on everything. One pass of the script, one take of every scene.
Jericho, I'm sure you've been pitched like some WWE movies like Savage Fist or Heat Hotel.
Heat Hotel?
That's another one. Heat Hotel was a WWE movie I'm making up where a heatologist has to get his kids out of this heat hotel. And only he knows the correct amount of heat.
I was asked to do three or four. I was asked to do Black Hawk Down 2 that they eventually gave to Ken Kennedy. I was asked to do Marine 3, which they gave to The Miz, which he now has based his whole life on. In fact, he's done 74 of them, and they've made about $74. I was asked to do...
You were going
to
be a Marine?
I was asked to do 12 Rounds 2 that they gave to Ambrose. And I was asked to do some really shitty one that Edge did with Jamie Kennedy called, like... Hot wire in my car! car or something like that. So yeah, I was asked, and I kept saying no to all of them.
You should have done Heat Hotel, though.
And I said no to All In, and I said no to a podcast.
Starcast.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, but Heat Hotel, there's a hotel. It's on a volcano.
Hey, who wrote it?
It overlooks. We did, well, just now.
If you wrote it, then I'm in it.
Okay.
I'm the one that tried to commission you guys to
write
that.
You're a heatologist.
We were into it. We were going to write the Buddy Cop with Kevin Owens movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the one that Vince, yeah. Who's the guy the head of WWE Films?
Some guy who I wish would do business
whoever
with.
The head of WWE Films are, you can go suck your ass.
Yeah, Heat Hotel.
He turned down the Owens Jericho buddy comedy for Heat Hotel 3, The Return of Funaki.
Return of Miz. Yeah, so you play a heatologist named Hoyt Rosenthal.
But hold on a second. Before you continue, the guy actually did turn down the Owens Jericho buddy cop movie to make Marine 7. Starring Shawn Michaels, Bayley, and Miz. I mean, come on, really? That's not even a joke. That's the truth. And I would never bury Shawn Michaels, but I'll bury the f*** out of Bayley and Miz. So they can, yeah, exactly.
I think it's Bayley. I think it's...
It's Bayley.
No, it's...
Oh, Becky.
Becky.
Well, I'll bury her, too. They can all suck it.
Oh, they're going to have to fight some classic movie monsters now.
Uh-oh.
That they don't have the rights to.
I love the... Oh, my God.
Dracula, Frankenstein, generic cultist.
Walk more like Frankenstein. What do you mean? Like, oh, like this? Okay, oh.
Oh, I know who the bad guy for Heat Hotel is.
Peter, put your hands in your pocket.
Ooh. Jericho.
What?
I know who the guy for the bad guy Heatologist is.
What?
Zeus.
Oh, Tiny Lister.
Yeah.
I'm thinking more along the lines of...
Devereaux! He's still alive!
I'm going for Lawrence Hilton Jacobs. Google it.
Now, Devereaux plays like
Peter's
the David
Attenborough just whipping everybody's ass.
No, he plays Jericho's teacher who taught him everything
not
you know
Peter
about.
Chris, by the way. Not even close.
No, we'll get Devereaux to play your father.
There's the African-American ace for Alien Paul Stanley.
Hoyt, I taught you everything I knew about heat. Now you have to control the heat.
Devereaux's got a laser gun. Oh, he's sucking out the...
Why does he keep sucking off the talismans?
That's what Gene said.
Is that what's giving his robots power?
Devereaux's doing a listen to, too.
They got him for like one day, and he acted the shit out of those tiny monitors.
This is better than any YouTube show.
Way better.
It's got the commercial breaks built in.
I got a question. Actually, is this better than No Holds Barred?
Oh, yeah. By far. Once Kiss comes in the frame, yes. I bet that 2 to 4 actors in this movie were also in No Holds Barred.
Probably. God damn it.
Okay, he did not just give a Tarzan yell.
Devereaux played Vince McMahon.
Truly, hold on. Did I just hear a Tarzan yell?
Yeah, it was definitely a Tarzan yell.
That was Peter Chris. Oh, no. Gene's getting pulled down by the mummy.
I'm confused why these classic monsters are so much stronger than the cyborg werewolves.
And
that
how much
had,
did
like,
it cost to get the rights for them? Are they owned by Hanna-Barbera?
Well, truly, the reason they're so more powerful is because their talismans are getting sucked off.
Is it?
Listen, can I suck off your talisman, Mundy?
That he's going to 7th base on their talismans.
I want
to
suck off Mundy's talisman, which is a giant, like, no-bearded chin.
I hope you have a good match in your panties.
Oh, now we got some fire going on here.
Jeez.
That stuntman died.
Like, whoever's playing sax in this track is throwing it downtown to Chinatown. Remember me, remember me, remember me.
I'm out of talisman juice, Catman.
That's actually a funny line. So much for my solo. Ace might be the best actor in the band because he's so drunk and high, he doesn't care.
Well, how have you not gotten Peter Chris?
Huh?
How have you not gotten Peter Chris?
Because he's a comic book actor or a cartoon voice actor.
You should get the guy who played Peter Chris in the movie.
I'm not sure who that. I might think it's Casey Kasem, maybe.
Oh.
It's not Caitlin. I mean, it might be.
Uh-oh, look at these horrible, slowly moving tubes.
What is this, the Container Store?
What? Now you'll be in mint condition for my Kiss collection.
Commercial break.
We want
Kiss. So what's happened is now he's kidnapped the real Kiss, and now the robot Kiss is now going to play. Now,
is it
truly,
watching movies?
Truly,
the
they have a song called Hotter Than Hell,
mm-hmm.
which now, for this show, Hotter Than Hell, lyrics get changed to Rip and Destroy. So the song you're about to hear is not a real Kiss song. It's the evil robot Kiss's song.
And got if you've it. Been watching the movie with us, yes, Chris just did spoil the movie.
And you keep saying that, except for no one, A, no one else is listening at this point. B, everyone that is listening still knows how the movie goes, dipshit.
It took you like a full 48 hours to find this.
No one's going to find this.
So truly, in the crying game, before we watch it, it's a dude. Okay.
You know what?
Mundy, just so you know, Vader is Luke's father. Sorry, spoiler alert. Just so you know, in Godfather 2, Al Pacino dies. Sorry.
Okay, Devereaux's plan definitely tracks here, because like replacing Kiss with robot Kisses would mean that you would get all of their merch money and all of their things, and then you could go take that and get a different movie deal.
And look, a robot Kiss band wouldn't be that bad, because they would never break up, they would never do drugs, they would show up on time, they'd probably be better musicians.
Never argue.
Yeah. You get... God, Peter Criss's stunt double's just there, just hanging out.
Just putting out the vibe. That was the best line reading of the whole movie. Right there.
I know we're in a laser prison and robots about to play, but that's a zinger. That's a real knee slapper.
When I saw that movie in 1995, I Googled, not Google searched, I GeoCity searched for Armageddon of the band. Nothing came up.
That's a real knee slapper, Catman.
That monitor is all the way over there and so small. How can we see this?
He's so proud of his tiny TVs.
Oh, look at my tiny TVs.
Honestly, I would buy one of those now.
Jericho, what's the dumbest piece of Kiss merch do you own?
I just bought a giant, a blue kind of silky spandex shirt with a giant picture of Paul Stanley from 1989. Giant hair, fur, and he's doing this with his finger. Like he's like, eat it like a piece of cake. Like he's sucking his own finger off. And I bought it thinking it was a good idea, and I wore it out one night. And like out of context, here comes like a guy wearing a shirt with a big picture of a guy from the 80s sucking his own finger. It's not good.
But now, but that's killer New Japan heat. You got to wear that down to the ring.
Wait, why do these robots look like so bored?
Listen, Kiss me's the fan of the remote control. It just turned out to nothing. Did you put it on mute?
No. Where's she been?
Changing. Still wearing her security pass badge.
Turned the cop into a robot. Devereaux!
This is like the Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
That guy looks like John Ritter.
Oh, dude, you got to go full Devereaux at New Japan. Be like, I'm bringing Armageddon to Dominion. Look, Naito, look at these small monitors. Look at your destruction.
Here's the... come on.
Man, these robots can still shred.
Yeah, and they show up on time. They do their job.
Like, honestly, what is the downside here?
They don't need to do solo albums.
Can I ask a question about the end of the movie?
Yeah.
Does Kiss keep their robots and have their robots perform for them so that Kiss can sit on their lifeguard chairs?
I've been to a couple shows where I think that might be the case right now.
Rip, rip, rip and destroy.
It's still a good song. I don't know what. Rip, rip, rip and destroy.
Reach it down and steal your fate.
Oh, the fans aren't going for it.
They're probably booing Armageddon. They're such a lame act.
Man, here at Six Flags, when they boo you, that just means they love you.
Look, hot take. The robots aren't bad.
You don't understand.
I'd rather have Robot Kiss than Tommy Thayer as Ace Frehley.
Well, come on, man.
Look, Tommy should be making his own music.
I'd rather have cartoon voice Peter Criss than the real Peter Criss at this point.
Well, yeah, sure. Look, regular Kiss can run the arena football team.
The regular Kiss is still laughing with the Armageddon joke. Ace is so fun. I bend these beams with my mind. Well, you better do something.
Gotta get our talismans.
You better do something, Kiss.
We gotta suck off our talismans.
That's eighth base.
How are they gonna do it? It's so far away.
Why do they keep their cosmic talismans in a Black and Decker tool case?
The crowd is not happy with Rip and Destroy. They're not seeing it as a new track. They're seeing it as a desecration.
They haven't been this pissed since Dynasty.
Dynasty hadn't happened yet.
Which is a great album.
It might be my favorite makeup Kiss album. It's better than Destroyer. You heard it here first.
Oh, my God. Hey, you're this is turning into like...
Let's tear this place apart!
This is like Woodstock 99.
They start throwing mud at the stage. Break it down and steal your fate. Look at evil death metal Paul Stanley.
Now, what's great is, though, Paul Stanley's become a fan of you, right?
Well, we hope so.
With your work.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, man.
That's pretty cool. And just like I was a fan of you growing up, now you're a fan of me, who asked if I was okay when I said I had something to tell you.
Well, I didn't want you to tell me that you have, lung disease or something.
Yeah, Jericho is very worried about me.
Sounds like it.
But now the fans are turning. Listen to them chanting. Rip and destroy. Rip and destroy. Rip and destroy. We got a riot coming over here.
These robots are pretty all right.
They're not bad, man.
Carmine Raguzzo is not happy. He's knowing that he's already sending out the Screen Actors Guild print to...
Wait a minute. This is a robot band? I've been bootlegging Kiss like crazy.
Oh,
no
shit.
One's going to want this band.
I just sent this and a copy of The Way We Were to the wrong people.
Are they trying to do
the movie The Way We Were? No. What's the movie with Barbara Streisand and Barry? Was it Barry Gibb or The Way We Were?
The Way We Were, I think.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
So Paul's got... Well, they're all doing
it. I want it.
They're using the Force. This is 1978, a year after that little movie called Star Wars came out. Use the Force. It's kind of the thing now.
I wish I lived in the multiverse where Kiss meets Fan of the Park has 9 movies, and they just are doing a spinoff, and Star Wars was a flop.
Well, you live in that now, because we have an era where there's a Star Wars movie that's a flop, which is so preposterous.
Yeah, but I want 9 Kiss meets Fan of the Parks.
We could put this in the theater now, and it would make more money than Solo.
How have they not done Kiss and the Haunted Cruise Ship?
How have they not done Solo and the Phantom of the Park? Now, that would be boffo box office. Solo versus the robot werewolf creatures? Come on.
Oh, they're flying again.
Oh, shit. This is the real Kiss. Oh, and Paul even goes, listen to what he goes, are you ready for the real Kiss? And then they just go nuts.
What do you mean real?
Not the robot. Here's the fight, Kiss versus Kiss. This place of fuck is...
Oh, man.
What's funny is this could happen now. Ace Frehley and Peter Criss could just storm the stage with their makeup on and do the same exact thing.
It's Ace Frehley versus Tommy Thayer, which was best. Oh, Ace is the one with the giant gut. Oh, Peter's the one with the walker. Look at the African-American Ace. Uh-oh.
I'm going over there.
That looks nothing Ace. Here's the African-American Paul. That's the fake Paul.
The two genes are just standing up 69ing each other. No, wait a minute. What if we each other? That's so much better than fighting.
How did they not make... Every ace was the wrong ace. There's like seven aces. That ace is a flipping motherfucker, I'll tell you that.
How did they not make Kiss Meet Sasquatch? Whoa! What? This is so flippy. A lot of jumping. Rolling.
What if we have sex with each other? Would that break...
that Paul Stanley looked nothing like Paul Stanley.
Maybe if we bang each other's brains out, that'll break Devereaux's curse.
What if I lift up the giant snake from 1975 and throw it at you?
What, the snake now shoots fire too?
Uh-oh. Not the real Kiss.
This would be a great concert.
It would be.
Like...
Evil Kiss versus real Kiss. Oh, now they got their... Peter's gone. There's a lot of shit going here.
Peter, quit the band.
Listen. Here you go, hold on.
We're not going to explain what happened.
Are you ready for the real Kiss?
Yes, we are.
But we have a lot of questions.
Carmen Ragusa's happy. He got his... Sheila Marie
your
is happy, too.
Your husband... She's smiling like her fiance is not
but
dead.
She got the real Paul Stanley, who that's who she wants to bang.
Okay. I got an idea. Jericho, you got to take Truly to Japan. He can be fake robot Jericho. And then he could be, no way, New Japan. I'm an evil robot. You guys are bad. And then you could teleport on stage, fight him.
Kiss Meets the Fan with a remote control again. I would take Truly there just to explain to the Japanese how they can find the giant long ramps that they're going to need.
No, longer.
Still might be your best fake ad ever.
What unit of measurement do you use? Meters? All right, we're going to have to change that. We need feet. We need American feet.
The best work that Truly ever did was me narrating alternative maps. Available on Facebook.com right now.
Absolutely.
Gosh, it just keeps... Turn it up, man. It's the end of the movie.
Is it?
Come on, Greg. Gotta make a movie. Do it. That's my
this is
James
better than
Franklin
The Room.
This is better than what?
The Room.
It's better than Terminator 3.
Well, Terminator 4, maybe. 3's okay.
Terminator Salvation?
Wait, which one has Bale in it?
4.
Salvation.
The Bale one is okay.
Yeah. But the new one where Schwarzenegger was an old Terminator is about as good as when the bikers tried to... take over the museum.
The amusement park.
I'm sorry, the amusement park.
Hey, guys, do you want to play? I know you played rock and roll all night. Do you want to play another song? No.
We're done.
So they show up to an abandoned hunting lodge.
No
they
bra
just
on
need
that girl.
Some time to figure out what their next album is going to be.
That was pretty
but
risque for an NBC TV movie. A girl with no bra shaking her
Everyone
titskies.
Turned it off. They turned on the news by this point.
They turned it off when the marching band came up 2 hours ago.
I'll be honest. Robot Kiss probably played a little bit better. I think they were more.
Robot Kiss had a little bit more precision.
Yeah. Robot Kiss would have done Great Expectations.
Are you ready for the Robot Kiss?
You did not just do that.
What?
You just turned it down.
No, I'm turning
Kiss
up.
Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Remote Control.
Yeah, turn it up, man. This is catharsis.
That's a good crowd.
What happened to Sam?
Did she just say, let's do it, Deborah?
You were just cheering for Kiss.
What if they, like... What if he's just dead in a pool of his own blood?
Kiss?
Are they ending the movie like this?
Did Devereaux commit suicide by robot? Just like Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Zerbe.
Why do I feel like this just became an after-school special?
Guys, don't turn into robots.
I don't want to have a... Are you ready for the real Team Tiger Awesome? I don't want that, man. Well, Gage is gone. He's done.
Yeah, you know, we need a robot of Clint.
Because I saw him earlier today at Ralph's. He was hanging out with Paul Stanley.
Bullshit.
And he's not into this anymore.
He's the 10th member of KISS.
Yeah.
Sam's back.
Oh.
The last thing I remember was doing butthole stuff.
On the roller coaster. And now I'm in this weird burlap scientist jacket.
Is Devereaux dead? Are they just staring at his corpse?
Yeah, he blew his brains out.
Just like, oh, here we go. Uh-oh. Now they're going to show
it. Here's the reveal.
Why is he so old?
Was that Kierkegaard? Kierkegaard said that.
Apparently he turned into an old man for no apparent reason.
That's what you get when you suck off a talisman's energy.
Yeah, don't suck off a talisman. You know who wrote this song, Mundy?
I don't.
Paul Stanley. It's Gene's signature song, but Paul Stanley wrote it. That's the yin and yang of Kiss. Stop. That's what fifth base. Oh, hey, what are you doing?
We could have just watched the credits.
My dog Ashley.
Guys, how did they not fight the Barbershop Quartet?
Yeah, that's a real wasted opportunity.
They could have had a sing-off.
I can only imagine.
What a wasted opportunity for Kiss to fight the Barbershop Quartet.
It's like, do it, Peter.
In a sing-off and then in a death fight.
He sings Beth, and then musical notes come out of his mouth.
My dog has fleas.
Well, I'm sure they were like, was like, murder, murder, murder,
murder.
Got to save it for the sequel, okay?
My dog has fleas.
That's the only thing I can imagine is that they were like pinned for the sequel. It's like, okay, we got to leave something to like for the next
oh
one.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Kiss will play WrestleMania 3, and then...
No, they won't. They're not allowed. And John Lovitz will. Kiss. Who cares about Kiss? What's John Heder doing? True story as well, by the way.
What, is that the dude from Blues Traveler?
No, that's the dude from freaking Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, God.
Who guest hosted Raw over Kiss? I'm not making this stuff
wow.
up.
Wow. I believe you.
I've got stories about Vince McMahon that are much worse than anything Abner Devereaux could ever create.
Man, Hanna-Barbera.
No, Vince is watching this movie. Wait a minute. I can make robots. You know what we need? The demon.
Vince, that was 20 years ago.
No, the new demon.
So
the new demon.
So what's our final review here?
The best movie I've ever watched.
No, that's shit.
Honestly, a lot of weird shit happened, and that was kind of fun.
Yeah, it's not.
I will say this. For me, the only bad part, I'm a diehard Kiss fan. As you know, I got Paul Stanley tattooed on my arm. The initial 27 minutes of nothing.
Yeah.
But that's when you learn about Devereaux.
I know, but like... context is king, as Bischoff would say on his podcast. And we're watching it now knowing what's going to happen. But when we just tune in 1978, NBC, Saturday night at 8 o'clock, Kiss Me, blah, 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 and you see the opening credits, and there's 27 minutes of nothing. It's too long. But I understand now the setup of it. And once Kiss comes in, there's not a scene that they're not in.
Yeah.
It's very fun.
Look, in 1978,
it's campy, it's ridiculous. If you take out that 27-minute piece of setup with no Kiss... This is, honestly, and I'm probably going to get flamed for this, it's just as good as Help by the Beatles. Hard Day's Night is the best Beatles record. Help is this.
Yeah.
Bunch of weird, campy shit. It's not really funny, but it's cool, and it's a time machine, and it's seeing your favorite band doing stuff. That's what this is.
The fight scenes in Kiss Meets Phantom of the Park are way better than Help's fight scenes.
Well, there's no fight scenes in Help. Because people trying to take the ring off Ringo's finger, and like he goes to buy a soda, and when he goes and puts his hand in the vending machine, some guy pulls his hand.
This is a better movie than that.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Are you?
Yes.
I'm not sure if you've agreed with the whole movie, man.
Kiss is better than the Beatles.
Well, that okay. Okay.
Okay, how many Beatles houses have you been to?
Well, it's okay, good call. Although I'll say this, I did go to Johnny. There's a guy there's a famous photo of the Beatles in about 63. And you watch, if you look at the drummer, it's not Ringo and it's not Pete Best. This guy called Johnny Flufliflufla. Mm-hmm. I was at his house.
Okay. Yeah. But have you ever been to Paul Stanley's family entertainment eatery?
No.
See, in Florida? No. Does the Beatles have an arena football team?
Well, that's kind of a good point.
Does the Beatles have a cruise ship?
Well, no. You're right. You got it down.
Can you get Beatles condoms?
But would they if one of them hadn't been murdered?
If they came around in the 70s. Yeah, exactly. Johnny Hutchison. Johnny Hutch.
I was
at Johnny Hutch's house, dude.
Was there ever a Beatles wrestling gimmick?
There should be.
There should be, absolutely.
I think the three of us should start it.
Hello, we're from Liverpool.
Who would you be?
Ringo.
Was Ringo Ringo the chubby beetle? Was Ringo the beardless beetle? Dog has these.
You know, man. Look, Jericho, I hope you have a great match. Hope your butthole doesn't pop out in Japan. I think that's
why are you so mad about my butthole?
I'm not mad about your butt. I'm complimenting
you. Actually, you've been insulted me all night, Monday.
Horseshit. But you should go. You should dress up as Devereaux, and you should take Truly to be evil Chris Jericho.
I will wear makeup just for you.
All right, cool, sweet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we did it. That's
yeah,
yeah.
I'm half delirious.
We
at
might
this
need.
Point.
Like,
please subscribe to whatever. Please subscribe and stars to whatever show this shows up on. Well, everyone, please send a get well bitch to Clint.
Right? Oh, didn't he have a letter for me to read?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Did.
Yeah.
And Clint made a very big deal about it.
Yeah.
So where is it?
Oh, shit.
It's probably an apology.
My dog has the.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet. Sorry, Clint.
He said, don't read it until I read it. Dearest Teen Titans, if you're hearing this as read to you by me, modern Renaissance pirate Chris Jericho, it means that I, Clint Gage, have found myself once again indisposed. I am still not officially sure what's been ailing me these last weeks. My doctors, though, have ruled out the following diseases. Pneumonia, bronchitis, syphilis, squids for nuts, common face, pork common belly, face. Phantom Menace syndrome, you're looking for the real kiss, Hi Lady Bapip, and the three most common types of flu they could test before in the doctor's office. There's some other ones, but I can't be bothered. So all that to say, I'm most likely afflicted with the fifth or fourth most popular type of flu, which makes it the Daniel Baldwin of flus. Good call. Or the Rocky III of flus. I'd go for. Or the because I feel like I could have been the guy that just danced on the list of reasons you liked the Mighty Bosstones of flus. I'm not a Bosstones fan, so I don't get that one. Point is, all of your get well bitches tweets. Sorry. All of your hashtag get well bitches tweets have indeed helped, as this bitch is indeed getting better. But I literally can't speak without also coughing up icky things. So, because I, eighth in line to the throne of Mars, Chris Jericho, refuse to be in a room with germs, it means that I, Clint Gage, have to sit this one out until my voice, lungs, larynx, and squishy bottoms are recovered. And so, with a hesitant fist bump, you give a friend you know you have just coughed into that hand. I love you. Good night. Good luck. And please enjoy this watch along. Your humble servant, Clinton Roquefort Gage. P.S. You're looking for someone, but it's not Kiss. There you go.
Thank you. Thanks for watching the watch along or listening.
Did
to
anybody
the watch
along? How can you find this? Go to come on.
Check. Make sure to follow us on Twitter.
Gene, back off. What are we going to watch this on?
Well, there will be a link on Twitter.
Okay,
for you to watch it. As long as Kiss doesn't sue us,
they won't.
Okay,
I'm friends with
we'll
them.
Go to Rock and Brews like three nights in a row
and let Paul play an out of tune guitar.
Look,
wild thing.
I will stop following you to grocery stores, Paul Stanley, if you let us play this movie.
Maybe he'll. But will he stop following you? Maybe he's the one stalking you, man.
Hey, Monday, I just want to say.
Hey.
And then he shoots me. Then he
What's
shoots
the
me in the chest.
What's the sale price on the dozen eggs?
Ooh. And then he just shoots me
with his eye.
He's just staring at me. I'm like, stop listening to my conversations, Paul.
This whole excursion to the grocery store is a stroke. He's sweating that Nemundi's going to pull out. He's just plain sweating. Good night.